Hello, everybody. My name is Joe Vargas, and you're listening to My Swift Journey podcast, my adventures of becoming an iOS developer. Hey everybody, it's Joe. It is Thursday, December 22nd at 4 p.m. on the dot. Look at that, I didn't even plan this. It is episode 17, and I'm very excited to record this one. So let's just get right into it. In episode 16, I pretty much gave a heads up as to what the news is to that job I was going through the application process with. And right off the bat, I'm about to let you know that I did get the position. They offered it to me and I accepted it. It was just so funny that I was in the middle of editing that particular episode 16 when I received the email. Matter of fact, all day was bugging me, you know, like, when am I going to hear from these people? You know, it's Monday. You know, I would like to hear, you know, something as soon as possible. But, you know, like I titled episode 16, patience is a virtue. And, you know, that's what I had to tell myself. I had to remind myself of that. And it was just so funny that, you know, a few hours later, around lunchtime or so, around noon, I received an email and, I believe even the subject line was offer letter. And I mean, I almost jumped out of my seat when I saw that. So pretty much, I'm not going to give away what the company is or anything. I'm pretty much going to leave that for the next episode, which I want to record on my starting date, which is January 3rd. Because January 2nd is still recognized as New Year's Day here in the States, they pushed it for Tuesday, January 3rd. So maybe the week before, maybe the weekend before my start date, I'll record episode 18 and drop the name of the company and hopefully release the episode Sunday night, if not Monday, so y'all can have something to get your week started there, to get the new year started. It's taken me a while, and I know I said in episode 16 that I was going to record this episode, you know, as soon as possible to let y'all know the good news. However, I just, you know, right off the, like, really quick, from the good, it went a little bit too bad because I got sick. And thankfully, it wasn't COVID or anything. It was just, you know, your common cold. And at the time, weather was just crazy. It would go from hot to cold, hot to cold. And, you know, when, at least for me, when I go through that certain, you know, climate change or whatever, I tend to get sick. So, I mean, I wasn't, you know, I pretty much didn't take care of myself till like I started getting even worse. I think at one point I had a fever and I was just like laying on the couch all day for like 2 days straight. And I was just taking over-the-counter medicines, trying to get myself better and all. And even through that time, I was going through the fact of letting my current employer know that I was no longer going to be employed with him the next time, you know, I was scheduled to come in, which coincidentally should have been last night. I should have started my night shift last night. And the news of me receiving the iOS developer position couldn't come at a better time. They pretty much saved me from having to start another night shift. So I'm really relieved about that. And it was, not gonna lie, it was a little nerve-wracking giving them my 2 weeks notice because of what happened last time back in April. And But at least this time, I had the confidence of letting them know that, you know, this is, you know, an actual position where I'll be salary. I don't have to wait, you know, to be assigned a client or anything. I'm actually going to be salary. I'm going to get paid twice a month, which is weird because I've, for at least the past, you know, 5, 6, 7 years, I've always gotten paid on a monthly basis, but that's fine. I'll make it work. But yeah, and I get, you know, I did all the paperwork actually. When they sent me the offer letter and I signed that, they sent me the NDA along with the offer letter, which I signed that too. And about a week later, I received like the typical onboarding HR paperwork, you know, that we get here. So that's like, you know, health insurance, the I-9, the W-2 and all that stuff. So once I saw that, I was even more relieved because I knew this is actually going to be a salary job. And I mean, this company, they've been around since 2004. And when I looked at, you know, their culture, it always just mind blown. It's just a more positive environment than what I'm used to. And the fact that no more 2 weeks of working straight and 12 hours a piece. I mean, no more of that. It's going to be a pretty much a 9-to-5 position Monday through Friday from their standards. You know, I can't work less than 35 hours, which is no problem. You know, I'll put in a solid 40. That's pretty much typical here. And I'm pretty excited about that. And again, I turned in all that paperwork about a week ago, and they're about to go into their 2 week holiday break. And I'll probably you know, hear less from them until, you know, until when I start on Tuesday. I'm not really sure if they're going to reach out to me maybe a few days prior just to, I guess, take care of any additional onboarding stuff. But I did let them know that, you know, I'll be available by email, by phone, however they want to reach out to me. So yeah, again, like I said, I should have started my 2 weeks on last night. I was just so relieved. You know, I was, you know, sitting on the couch last night, just, you know, reflecting on how blessed I am that, you know, this couldn't come at a better time. And it's just crazy how, you know, I'm finishing off 2022 on a good note and starting 2023 on an even better note. And, yeah, I'm just so relieved. And, you know, it's just a roller coaster of emotion. You know, it's at times I still don't believe it. Like I actually got that good news. So, I was like so excited that, you know, once I started feeling better and all that, at one point I went to the store and I bought a whole new journal book and a nice pen. And what I, you know, this book here, this journal book would be like my, I guess, my notes for for this new job, this new career, this new company that I'll write down. I know many, you know, do their note taking on an app or, you know, somewhere on, you know, like they use Notion or, you know, notes on Google or whatever. But I've seen a lot of articles and people like actually use something like a book, like a journal, something physical, something tangible that they can hold and write, you know. And, you know, and it looks like I feel as though you retain more of what you write down by writing it down. And that's one of the reasons why I got this book. And so I can document notes and anything that, you know, that's what I think is important onto the book there. And so, yeah, that's what I'm looking forward to. And it's crazy because when I put in my 2 weeks notice, I already had 2 weeks off, right? And then, you know, let's say if I you know, I was still working at, you know, my previous company. I would have to work 2 weeks. And that's a total of four weeks. So basically, I'm going to be off for a total of about 4 weeks. And I'm pretty much halfway through it. And one of the things that I've been keeping busy is learning or going in more in depth of concurrency with Swift, using async await in Swift, because during the application process, one of the lead engineers, software engineers, told me that that's what they use when they build out their apps. And I made sure, I even told the guy, like, look, you know what, thank you for letting me know. This is something I want to learn, dive deep into, because I'm familiar with URL session. I'm familiar with combine. And I'm familiar with those technologies as far as, you know, talking to backends. I've learned a little bit with, or I've, you know, stumbled upon, breezed over, whatever you want to call it, concurrency. But, you know, it's something that's valuable information that he told me. And I'm, you know, I dedicated some time to learning concurrency. And I did find this playlist. I don't remember. I think it's like a 12 episode playlist where this guy just teaches you the fundamentals of concurrency. I mean, he takes it step by step. And matter of fact, I'll make sure to link that playlist to so I can refer to it in the podcast episode details. And but yeah, I mean, that's some, you know, just a little tidbit there, little tip, you know, for you to look into if that's what you're interested in doing, if you're in the process of you know, interviewing, putting your applications out there for, you know, an iOS developer. Think about the different technologies that are out there in terms of, you know, making network calls. And again, you have your traditional URL session, your combine now, and now you have concurrency. So, I mean, according to this company here, that, you know, their clients that they work with, these clients tend to rely on the expertise of this, my new company. And, you know, when they hear that my new company is very, you know, forward on making their apps in Swift UI and using the latest technologies for, you know, the apps they build, you know, that's very valuable to learn, because now I at least can focus, make a tiny roadmap of what to research on, to keep my mind focused, and, you know, be in tune with the relevant technologies that this new company uses. So concurrency, you know, when I found this playlist, I mean, just looking at the playlist title, the episode title, is like, I knew this is going to be some valuable info, and I'm really happy I found it. And I'm very more than happy to share it with you all. Not sure if I mentioned it before in this episode yet, but this is going to be like a very short episode. I was just focusing on, you know, conveying the good news to you all, and you know, what's going on now and what to look forward in the near future, if not long term future. So pretty much looking ahead, I want to document my journey on a daily or weekly basis. This is something that, you know, I'm brainstorming here, and in the forms. And I'm still trying to decide the forms of documenting this journey. I'm not sure if it's going to be like short daily podcasts or a lengthy weekly podcast. And, you know, just off the top of my head, a daily one would probably be like right after I complete my hours for the day. And then maybe just take a, you know, 30 minutes to reflect, look at my notes, and, you know, look at my thoughts that I wrote down on paper, and just, you know, start recording, and, you know, just speak my mind on what I've learned, you know, stuff like that. Just basically what went on during the day, what I've learned, and, you know, any look backs that, you know, I could share. So again, not sure if I want to do like daily short podcasts episodes or lengthy weekly podcast where, you know, I wait till Friday. I look at my notes from Monday through Friday and I just record away Friday. I've even considered a weekly video podcast, but that would require me to like edit video, which I'm not really good at. And I feel like as though it would be time consuming, but I feel like as though let me just start off small and see where it goes. If I see that there's more value in doing a video podcast, you know, uploading an episode, a weekly episode to YouTube, I'll consider that. But right now I'm looking at either daily short episodes or a weekly episode that I can record. And the weekly episode would probably be about 45 minutes to an hour long. The daily ones, I'm thinking 20, 25. But you know, also what would really help, because you as the audience, you're the one listening to me. I would like your feedback on what type of medium I should choose and the, you know, which one, the daily or the weekly one. Your feedback is greatly appreciated. So please feel free to reach out to me and let me know what you would like to see. My contact info would be in the podcast profile. So I'm making this a little short because there's still some errands that I need to run. We're actually in the, we're about a few hours away from Texas getting this big freeze that is coming up in a few. Apparently the temperatures are supposed to drop all the way to the 20 degrees Fahrenheit, which we're not used to here in Texas. It's very somewhat tropical. And we're not used to that type of weather. For my Celsius brothers and sisters out there listening, that's the equivalent of like minus six degrees Celsius. And I mean, that's just overnight. You know, apparently it's going to get even colder once that wind kicks in. So you can expect a lot of my Houstonians here to, you know, take shelter because, again, we're not used to that kind of temperature. Thankfully, there's no rain. There's no rain. So the road should be fine. People should be able to drive with no problems, no slick roads or anything like that. That's in comparison to February of 2021 when we actually had precipitation and it did get crazy. You know, they closed the roads down. They pretty much shut the city down because it was dangerous for people to be on the roads in that type of weather. And I should have done this in the morning, but I had other things to do. Now that I was like feeling better, I actually had the energy to do things. And I need to go quickly grab some things from the market. So and when I was putting these notes together, I do have a who you should follow. I cannot quite remember if I featured him or not, but the reason why I want to feature him is because he too is also a self-taught iOS developer, and he has this cool app on the App Store. I think it's called BarTab, and let's see. He has this an app called BarTab, which pretty much a bar, if they want to participate in using the app, where it allows their patrons to register an account. And in that account, when the patron goes to the bar and they order, you know, beverages or food or whatever, they actually keep a tab on their account and they see what they've ordered and they see the cost of the order. And so does the bar. They see what, you know, they've ordered and all that stuff. And when they're ready to pay, they can like pay through the app, I believe. And, you know, obviously the money goes to the bar. So he has that going on. It's pretty neat because it has the fundamentals, you know, like beverages and food and all that. But when you work with him and everything, it's like he can customize it to whatever the bar has based on food and beverages. And I think it's a really, really neat idea. It's close to like one of those POS systems. Drawing a blank here on what POS system or what POS stands for. Let me see a quick Google search. I can't believe I'm actually forgetting what POS stood for. Something payable. Point of sale. I'm an idiot. Point of sale system. So it's pretty cool. And the fact that he was able to design something like that just by himself and everything, it takes a lot of hard work. You know, you pretty much have to design an app that you can scale based on what the company or the bar or the restaurant wants, you know. And this is, you know, for small venues and big venues, you know, to actually, you know, put together an app like that can accommodate both. It's pretty neat. And his name is Joan Forsell, and you can find him on Twitter as Joe Forsell Dev. And that's Joe as in J-O. Again, that's Joe Forsell Dev on Twitter. And like I said, this episode was going to be a short one. And I hope y'all don't mind that. I have some things to do before the weather gets even worse out there. So I appreciate the time that you guys take on listening to these episodes. I appreciate the support. And I really hope you all have happy holidays, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy New Year, whatever you all celebrate. I hope 2022 was great for you, and I hope an even better 2023 for you all. Like I said, I hope to record another podcast in the next week and a half or so, just to let you all know where I'll be working. And I'm very excited. And again, thank you for the support. And, I really appreciate you guys. And until next time, be good to yourselves, be good to your neighbors, and happy coding. Bye-bye. Hi everyone, and thank you for listening to this episode. If this episode brings you any value, do leave a review, and if you have time, a comment. Your feedback is greatly appreciated and will help me produce future episodes. If you'd like to leave me a voice message, which I would greatly look forward to, head over to anchor.fm/myswiftjourney, click on the message button, and record away. I look forward to your messages. Happy coding.